laying here in bed, and I've got my Lush that is a vibrator lying next to me, and I have my dilator set of various sizes, small dildo shaped things, very sexy things. Calling them things just makes me giggle. I mean, they're just tapered dildos, but the word dildo always makes me cringe a little, so I just call them dilators. But that's because I am very small, or, you know, perhaps not small, but just, you know, a little tight. So I use those, and today I thought I would just lie here and talk about my fantasies, or a fantasy that I've been having. Oh, excuse me, yawn. It's late at night, and because it's late at night, I'm a bit sleepy, but that's typically how these things go. So anyway, let me use some lube, and we'll get started, I suppose. Oh dear, oh gosh, what have I gotten myself into? So, it's a set of five dilators. They're like these baby pink little tapered dildos with a ring at the end so that you can put your finger through it and, you know, make sure you can pull it out. I don't have that problem, but it's a good handle. And I'm going to start small because it's been a while. And yeah, I'm going to start with the second smallest one. And just make sure I'm nice and wet down there, which I am very swollen because I'm thinking about these things already, but oh, it's cold. Oh, fuck, it's really cold. Oh, gosh. Oh. Huh. Yeah, so putting some lube on. I'll just slip this guy right in when I'm ready. I often think about how comparable these are to fingers. And how comparable the last one in the set is to, you know, a real penis. But despite not knowing how, oh fuck, it's so cold. Despite not knowing how comparable they are, they work fairly well for these purposes. So we're gonna give them the, you know, some credit for that. Maybe a little more. Maybe just a little more. Oh, did I spill? Oh, fuck it. We are being messy today, and that's gonna be fine. I'm very nervous. I always get nervous when I'm about to do stuff, because I don't know. I worry if I'm gonna do it right, if it's gonna feel good, if it's gonna be what I want. But I think the good thing is that this time I'm not too overly worried on trying to get anywhere. I'm just gonna talk and touch myself a little bit. Let's see if my body's ready to take. Yeah, that fits. I feel a little embarrassed because it's not that big at all, really. But it makes me feel very full because I'm so unused to having anything inside. And now here comes our fun friend, Mr. Lush. It's a fun little toy that kind of looks like a, I don't know, a dangly comma. I call it participle. Participle, the Lush. But participle's the real thing that kind of helps out, although I've been figuring out that I really, really enjoy pushing the toy, the dilator, inside me a little, and rubbing it against the upper section of my vagina. Or I guess I should say pussy. I hate saying pussy. It makes me so shy. But down there, I kind of like some internal pressure. I find that it feels really nice, as long as I don't go too big too fast. So let's turn this guy on. As you can probably hear him, loud and proud, participle. And then we just chill. This is what it's like. I promised a fantasy, and you're gonna get it. I often think about when I have a boyfriend stealing his shirts and sweatshirts, I'm sure as all significant others do. If they can, anyway. And I really like that because I'm really into the smell of someone I like. I don't know whether it's pheromones or you know, cologne or laundry detergent, but guys that smell good are just, they just smell so good. It makes me wanna, fuck. It makes me so horny. So fast. It's kind of scary. And, I don't know. I like the idea of wearing their clothes. Because then you can smell them on you. And, you know, always lift up the sleeve of their long sleeve shirt or their sweatshirt. Take a big whiff. I don't know, maybe that makes me a bit strange, but it's a very primal feeling where I feel like I'm being scented in a way that his scent is over my scent, and I'm being claimed by that. It's so embarrassing. But anyway, in this fantasy, wearing your sweatshirt, I'm thinking about the one that you like in that really cute color. It'd be so comfy. And I would put it on after you gave it to me. Oh, yeah. It feels kind of good now. I'd put it on after you gave it to me and wiggle my arms around so you could see just how much extra room I had. I love feeling small for you. It's really embarrassing for me how much I like it. But then when you were gone, I would get underneath the blankets like I am now, and nothing but your sweater. Nothing but your sweatshirt or your t-shirt. And I would just put it in my teeth. That way I can smell it in my nose while I fuck myself. Oh. And I think about you. Think about how you get up in the morning. Barely anything on. And you pull this sweatshirt on, and the way that your muscles move, the way that you pull it off, and I get to see every part of you, that little cute part of your belly that peeks out, your chest, your collarbone. And your broad shoulders. I get to think about how every part of you you turned the blush up a bit. I get to think about how every part of you was touching that sweatshirt, and now every part of you that touched the sweatshirt is now touching me. How I want you instead of that sweatshirt. You know, I'd like to say that it would be confined to when we're boyfriend and girlfriend, but if I was your friend and you just loaned me a sweatshirt, I'd feel so fucking bad. Well, I did it, but I'd do it. I'd fuck myself in your sweatshirt. Oh. I'd launder it and give it back and pretend it never happened, but I'd be thinking about it every time you wore it after that. Oh. Thinking about how I put my vibrator on my clit. just dripping out. Thinking about it, how fucking bad I want you. And you know what I would like? I'd like it if you came home and you saw me doing this to myself in your shirt. Saw me with my ass up in the air, exposing myself because I don't give a damn anymore. Myself on just stupid toys, thinking about your cock. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking confident, and I never give in, but then you walk in on me being absolutely filthy in your clothes, whining, "Daddy, Daddy, please, please, I need it so bad, Daddy, fuck me, please, I'll ride you so good, oh, I'm all yours." Oh, that feels so fucking good. So embarrassing. So embarrassing how good I want to be. I want to ride you while you grab my ass and lift up your shirt. Just look down at me, fucking into you. Struggling, but trying my damn best. Dilator all the way out and then just shoved it back in. Just like I knew you fucking with your cock. soon. Wild. I don't usually go this long. It just takes the edge off. But I'm so fucking greedy for you. Fuck. I wish these were your fingers. I feel lightheaded. Pulling it out. Always feels so intense. Fuck. Oh. I feel good. Very tingly. Very embarrassed.